This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that schools can safely reopen even if teachers do not get coronavirus vaccines. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The CDC's vaccination plans prioritize teachers as essential workers, but many have not gotten the shots yet. Some teachers' unions are refusing to allow in-person instruction to resume until they do. But CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says that's not necessary.
Vaccination of teachers is not a prerequisite for safe reopening of schools.
Saying data shows social distancing and mask wearing can significantly reduce virus spread in schools. President Biden is pushing for nearly all K-8 schools to reopen in his first 100 days. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A United Nations-backed program to deploy COVID-19 vaccines to the neediest people worldwide on Wednesday announced plans for an initial distribution of more than 100 million doses by the end of the first quarter and more than 200 million more by the end of June. Henrietta Fore is the executive director of UNICEF.
We must get this right. Many of these doses will go to health workers in urban areas who are at highest risk of exposure to COVID-19 infections.
The Vaccine Alliance, which is leading the COVAX program along with CEPI and the WHO, says the Pfizer-BioNTech rollout through the program is expected in the first quarter of this year. AstraZeneca's rollout will come in the first half of the year. Preparations for the Australian Open tennis tournament were thrown into chaos Wednesday when as many as 600 players and officials were told to isolate and get tested after a worker at their hotel became infected with COVID-19.